Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Rolling into the happy hour, the Thursday edition. And there's my little buddy Dominic wearing his Milwaukee 414 hat, broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the big city. We got Fancy Brian in the Shaw. We got Evan here in the world headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin. And of course, we've got all of you listening on the radio, on the stream worldwide. Thank you for doing so. It's going to be a good hour, I hope.
Keep your fingers crossed, Crudy.
Well, Dom, I was just telling the audience, you know, Bill from Oconomowoc, a friend, he calls us sometimes. He said, well, Crudy, you're so full of integrity and diplomacy. And I said, well, I'll give you the former, but not the latter. You know what I'm saying? I often lack in diplomacy. Bluntness more my skill set.
Well, you know, but there's a wide range of diplomacy.
Well, I appreciate the kind words from Bill, but I do try to make integrity, you know, tell them the truth of virtue. I'm not going to say I'm, you know, George Washington. I don't think I'd tell the old man if I chopped down the cherry tree. You know, I've lied about a few things in my life. I feel quite confident, mostly to law enforcement. But anyways, I got to ask you, and then we'll move on because there's many political topics and perhaps some fine people to talk to on the phones.
Yes.
844-967-2789. But I'm casting a little shade at the Democratic governor, Tony Evers, of the state of Wisconsin, because his new campaign ad says, oh, I get along swell with the Republicans. I'm such a bipartisan guy. And I'm thinking, no, you're not. You never were. And why would you be? They're extremists. They're obstructionists. They hamstrung you with the lame duck. They've done nothing but screw you and the taxpayers and the people of Wisconsin. Why would you want to claim to be friends with those people? So what's your thought? Maybe I'm being a little too diplomatic on this point.
You know, I haven't seen the ad that you're referring to. So I would
highly
just
produced.
Say this.
Slick. It's
well probably
done.
Took some time. And you know, obviously over the last couple of weeks, we've seen how extreme the Republicans really, really, really are. And
I think that's what Joe Biden
was,
called him yesterday. Extreme.
Well, that's my point exactly. And again, if you look at, you know, the timeline of when this highly produced and very expensive ad campaign of Governor Evers started, perhaps he should have pulled that one, put it on the shelf, and started over after President Joe Biden went off on the MAGAs, man.
Sure,
and I think Biden, you know, if we talk about messaging a lot, we talk about, you know, people being on the same page and how do we overcome. I think Biden did a great job. And how many times did the president say MAGA in a derisive way? Because describing the extreme attitude and behaviors of the MAGAs. And here in Wisconsin, I mean, we're right there, man. I mean, the cyber ninjas, they're done. We're still using taxpayer funds to go after, to supply what? Bad information just to keep this ruse alive with our taxpayer dollars? This is not a Republican party in which I would want to be putting ads up saying I'm doing business with these guys and therefore I'm a bipartisan. I don't think you're going to get certainly any Republicans, Tony, and I highly doubt any independents. So I'm not clear. Again, I haven't seen it, but based on what you're telling me, I would not go down that road. In fact, I would embrace what the president has shown us, has led on, is showing how terrible these MAGAs really are and hammering the point.
Here's what Evers specifically is quoted by Patrick Marley. I don't mean to misconstrue. Folks, there's too much division in politics today. That's why I'm focused on bringing people together to get the results that matters. He also claimed he worked with Republicans and Democrats to pass middle-class income tax relief. And when he says he worked with Republicans, he must be alluding to the fact that he signed two Republican budgets. But that's in direct contrast to everything that's played out publicly. Even the recall.
Before he's even gotten into office.
They lame ducked his ass, right?
Come on, man.
And instead of coming out swinging, instead of saying, you know, folks, you know, I'd love to bring this state together. I'd love to share your sense of unity. We're all Wisconsinites. I mean, it's a great, wonderful notion. I'd love to go back to Mayberry days, but we can't do that. Donald Trump's the president of the United States.
Come on, man. Mayberry, believe it to Beaver, that was all fiction, folks. We never were there. And so why now?
Well, before Scott Walker, we were certainly in a position in the state of Wisconsin where it didn't matter so much if we elected, you know, a D or an R. You know, we elected them and then we expected them to go to work for all the people of the state of Wisconsin. And Scott Walker wrecked that for us. Scott Walker was the one that really revolutionized the politics of division, of personal division, of making you resent, at least here in the state of Wisconsin, hadn't been done so well since Joseph McCarthy, right?
So it's been done. This is you're contradicting your own statement. Joseph McCarthy. What else do you need to say, man? I mean, that's the history of Wisconsin. We refer to that terrible time and that senator in derisive terms. This is more of the same, and they're getting more ballsy because of Alito right now. You hear everything they want to do. Oh, maybe we should, you know, roll back same-sex marriage. And in Georgia Abbott, maybe we should overturn 1982 public education, right? Ben Shapiro overturned gay marriage. Louisiana state Republicans right now, today, have a bill to what? Make abortion a homicidal act. That's where they're
passed
at.
Out of committee 7-2 to the Republican-controlled House. Sure. Sure. No. And that's my point as well, buddy. Is why would you ever claim that you're doing a kumbaya with these people? Well, you know, we work together. Why would you tell the people that? How do you then turn around and pivot and contrast yourself with that very extreme party?
I mean, they were freaking extreme before
Joe Biden mentioned it yesterday and before Tony's team made the ad.
There's probably some polling that says people want, you know, citizens to be united and yada, yada, yada. And ultimately, I'm down with that. But here's the deal.
So you lied for polling sake?
With terrorists. I won't negotiate with terrorists, man. If you're going to hold a pregnant woman hostage, I have a problem negotiating with you, right? If you think abortion is homicide, I have a problem negotiating with you. If you think that gay marriage should be outlawed, that sodomy laws should be put back in place, or anti-sodomy laws should be put back in place, I have a problem with you. I cannot deal with you on tax issues if you think that certain members of this citizenry are less than others.
Okay, would you lead your reelective campaign?
Hell no.
With a lie because the polling said, but people want kumbaya. No, right? I think we share that opinion.
I would not. But you
Tony
know,
Evers
I wasn't
just,
elected governor, so he's Tony, got different pressures and different information, perhaps, and definitely
different polling.
A different style. He's got a different style, and he's doing whatever he thinks is right for him to, you know, win an election. Oh, okay. I mean, I got that. But no, absolutely not. The way Robin Voss and Gableman, this entire joke of the GOP in Wisconsin. Every single one of the GOP Republicans running for governor, all down with making Roe v. Wade illegal, all down with making abortions illegal. They are down with that. And you're going to say what? Oh, they're fine people and we can negotiate on them. No, you can't. No, you can't. I mean, you're going to negotiate with murderers? You're going to negotiate with terrorists?
Well, see, they would turn that language against you in regards to abortion. They would say abortion takes away a beating heart. Abortion
is
murder.
You could say that, but that's not the case. So
but what? That is a moral argument
that is made. This is a party that ransacked the Capitol and wrote crap on the
wall. Well, that's a better answer, fellas. That's what I'm trying to get you to.
This is the fringe party. There are no moderates. There are no moderate GOPers. They're all bat guano crazy. And I'm not going to sit and try to, you know, reach out to my fellow Republicans. If you think that if my daughter, God forbid, gets pregnant, that the state should force her to have a birth, you want to have a government for these small government Republicans. You want to have a government that would force a child to bring another child, a baby, full term, forced government birthing. And then you're going to tell me at the same time that, you know, the government's too big and out of control. I mean, the hypocrisy is just boundless. So there's no negotiating with them. We just got to beat them and walk around them.
Well, me and Paul Waldman hit the panic button way back in hour one on the Roe v. Wade and what that could portend for Republican policy going forward, and all the things you enumerated, all those things, great examples. And one last thought, and then I swear to God, I'm done talking about Tony Evers maybe forever. Don't lie. Don't lie for political expediency. You know, because your opponents in this election, my biggest criticism of Tony Evers' opponents in this election is they're all advocating for the big lie, right? The really big lie. Donald Trump, it was rigged against him. Let's turn back the Electoral College. Or if nothing else, let's empower a Republican. Let's call her Governor Clayfish. Let's give her the power to steal the next election. A little, you know, foreshadowing of what's to come.
Come on, they were
if that big lie is being told by his opponents, you know what? Don't start with the little freaking lie, man. It just bugs the you-know-what out of me that he can't just come out and say, I signed a Republican budget, I gave you a tax cut, but I don't like those bastards. They're extreme.
And here is why. They're extreme. They were involved in this insurrection. They put forth fraudulent electors in order to do so. There was communication with the White House, and I haven't seen the reporting on it yet. Hopefully we'll get somewhere somehow. But this idea in Wisconsin didn't come out of the blue. It's the same damn paperwork from many other states. This is a conspiracy, and the Republicans, the GOP in the state of Wisconsin, the leadership, all the way down to Ram Jam, they were in on it. This is not a party that you should be singing kumbaya with. This is a party you should reject. You should highlight the asinine antics and anti-democratic, violent rhetoric that they continue to push upon this state.
All right. That was the attitude I was looking for out of you, Salvia. Come back.
Baby.
Your strongly held opinions are next. 844-967-2789.
The mood of the crowd was positive, infested.
Ooh, you're my best friend.